Well, that said, it's not a guarantee that that's why you're getting all those error messages on your screen. So, something might have went wonky because Windows is horrible. So, something might have went weird there, software-wise. It may not even be related to RF at all, but it probably is. But I can tell you this, I've been hearing you asking how to get back on the air with FTH and things like that. If you can't figure out how to get your radio and computer to talk again, there's no point in getting any ferrite beads because that's not that problem. You don't need the ferrite beads until you get it working again. So keep that in mind. So you got to figure out why the errors you're getting and what's causing the errors and try to get that fixed. If you try ChatGPT, believe it or not, I know AI, boo boo, but man oh man does it help. I hate to say it, I really do. But you could take a picture of the error on your phone and upload it to ChatGPT and it will probably tell you exactly why you got that error. Maybe.
One of the messages that I get asks me if I want to re I need to reconfigure the settings, and do I want to do it now? And there's like four different options to key on, and one of them is details. And when I do that, it brings up what is it, ham lib. I have a whole list of ham lib things that come up. At any rate, I've deleted and reinstalled WSJTX and HamLib three or four times and reinstalled it, only to come back to where I start out to begin with error messages, and I can't delete the thing. It's like an octopus. It must be all over my computer and my or my computer anyway. But I don't want to take up too much time here. N9OKA.